Yeah, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Just a quick update. I thought I'd do one while I was on here. Finishing replying to some DMs. So things are going well. School is going quite well. Still getting A's and B's pretty much. I think I got a B minus in my maths exam. Starting my English assessment next week. I don't think I even told you about last term's report card. Last term's report card was basically A's and B's, 1C out of 6 subjects. Much better than second terms, where I had issues with stress and anxiety, which I don't think I talked on here about much, because I'm not on here to discuss mental health problems, but oh well. And that leads me down another tangent, still relating to school. Basically, got a music assignment that I have to write a 4-chord song, a 4-chord pop song, which consists of the chords C, G, A minor, F, or if you're doing it in the minor scale, A minor, F, C, G. But I'm doing that in the key of F sharp minor, so it's F sharp minor, D, A major, E. So the song is about mental health and about the issues that I had with mental health and it being in the middle of an assignment and the assignment not being done. And getting not the best mark for it. So basically, the song is called Use Your Voice. And that's basically what it's trying to say, like, tell someone. If the chorus is, use your voice no matter what they say. Use your voice, it's the only way. When nothing's going right, it's time to speak your mind. Use your voice, use your voice, use your voice, it's the only way. So, the message in the song is basically, if nothing's going your way, something's wrong, you have to tell the teacher. You have to tell someone. And that was the lesson that I learned at the end of term two. That was the real turning point when I got the assignment back. It was a real wake-up call when I saw the mark on the assignment that, like, something wasn't right. I should have spoken. So basically, what this assignment is writing a song which consists of one verse, a chorus, no, an intro, a verse, a chorus, a bridge, a chorus, and an outro. So I, of course, went out and went outside these 4-chord boundaries because, like, it's not natural for me to write a 4-chord song. Like the teacher understood that. Like, she knew that I was, like, past that because I've been doing music and songwriting for 5 years now, I think. I got into music, I think, at the end of year four, so I'd say like 4.5, 5 years. And so my pre-chorus, I ended up having to write again because it was out of these boundaries, and teacher said, like, you need to simplify it. Yeah, so I did. I went ahead and simplified it, and it still sounded It still sounded pretty decent in the song. If anything, it actually sounded better than what I had originally written. So, yeah, thank you to the teacher. And also, while I'm on the subject of music, I've gotten 2 DMs from people, who I will not mention names, asking me how I record and them seeking advice off me. And I got a comment from someone, I will not mention your name, sir. I'll just say sir, because it was male. Basically he said, my songs, when I post them, sound like they're ready to be released and burnt onto CDs. Thank you. Only tip that I give to that man is, if you want to burn them onto CDs, I'd advise that you put them through some software, whether it be Audacity, whether it be GarageBand, Sonar, Logic, Cakewalk, whatever. Put it through some software and pitch correct the hell out of it. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Pitch correct the hell out of it. If you want to put it on a CD and you want to release it to the public, pitch correct the hell out of it. Yeah. Because, for one thing, everyone says I have perfect pitch, which I probably do, but I don't show it. I can't hold pitch. That's why I have so much reverb on my songs. Yeah. But yeah, I've got so many opinions about my pitch. Like, some say it's perfect pitch, some say it's relative pitch. Yeah. But yeah, to those 2 people, I would just like you to say thank you for all your positive feedback. Yeah, so, what else is there really to say? 5 more weeks of term left. Yay! I don't know. Nothing else really to say. I haven't been up to anything much other than school on the weekdays and music on the weekends. It's my life. School, music, school, music. So, yeah. Let me see how much time I got left. Because I think I might have figured out something to talk about. I got 2 minutes and something left. So I want to talk about something a bit cool at the end. Now, please, I'm going to start with my 2 most famous words. Or actually, no, 3. No negativity, please. 1:41, okay. So, no negativity, please. My 3 most famous words. I am doing a challenge, and I'm calling it hashtag my iOS 9 body. That's right, hashtag my iOS 9 body. So basically what this challenge is I've set myself a goal to lose as much weight as possible before iOS 9 is released. And don't worry, guys, I'm not doing anything strenuous. I'm just eating healthy and being active because, I know I need to a bit more. So I've managed to lose 1 kilo since the challenge started, which is 2.2 pounds. So if anyone wants to join the challenge with me, feel free, but please, no negativity, because this is just a fun little thing that I'm starting, and I'm not even doing a plug-in for it, really, I'm just saying. But, as I said, if anyone wants to join, feel free. Just, if you want to boo about it, hashtag it up with capital MY, capital I, capital O, capital S, 9, capital B, O, D, Y. That's right. Capital MY, capital I, capital O, capital S, 9, capital B, O, D, Y. Yeah, so, it's gonna be my, until next September, expedition. I actually Googled it and it said that iOS 9 will be released to the public next September.